Hi, you're watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutan. Now, earlier today, PKR President Anwar Ibrahim claimed that he has majority support from MPs to form a new government. He, however, refused to disclose how many MPs currently support him, leaving us with few details to assess the strength of his bid. Joining us on the show tonight to help us make sense of all these latest political developments, we have Hamidin Hamid. He's a political analyst from University Malaya. Hamidin, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Welcome back. Now, following Anwar's claim, many parties have come out to reiterate their support for their existing political alliances, and that's not really moved the needle much. But what has been particularly interesting today has been the comments coming from UMNO President Zahid Hamidi. So his claim that UMNO and BN cannot stop MPs from supporting Anwar, and that he has been told that many MPs from his party have chosen to do so. So this statement, I think, challenges the status quo, makes it far more interesting than the rest. So what about you, Hamidin? How are you reading Zahid Hamidi's comments?
I have no different opinion with you, Melissa, on that part. Honestly, when we listened to Anwar Ibrahim's statement at 12 today, yes, definitely for us, we are not surprised. But as you said also, we are waiting for the fact and figure to come out, other than his typical rhetoric of formidable convinced support. But what surprised us, what came later around 2 hours, 3 hours later, that when Zahid Hamidi, as a president of UMNO, giving out a statement saying that UMNO and Barisan Nasional will not interfere if their members of the parliament want to support Ibrahim. This is a very much surprise in the traditions of party-based politics in Malaysia, because normally party member will toe the line of his party. Even when Barisan Nasional and UMNO support Perikatan Nasional Government of Tan Sri Muhyiddin, it was clearly because it is supported by the UMNO and Barisan Nasional, even though they are not officially under the Perikatan Nasional. So this is a very much create a lot more rumors, in my point of view, about the numbers that claimed by Dato' Sri Anwar.
Hamidin, is it likely that Zahid Hamidi actually supports Anwar, that he himself is supporting this bid?
Yeah, it looks like this is what from our analysis, we look that it's very much, it's not a statement of UMNO as a party. It's very much a statement of him as a president. That does that reflect the stand of his party? Still for us to wait and see, because some of the senior members of his own party kind of disagree with his, for example, Anwar Musa. Even his deputy clearly go contradict his statement from that. That's from what media reporting on the issue. So I think it's create a lot more issues when it comes to UMNO and support to Anwar Ibrahim as it is now.
I think many of us are aware of the factions within UMNO, but for Zahid specifically, Medin, what number of MPs do you think Zahid likely commands?
Wow, this is interesting. If you look at the fraction of UMNO, I think it's so many leaders in UMNO that we have to look. Normally, when we analyze, we see, so far I can name, for example, under Zahid, even under Hishamuddin, and even under Najib Razak and Tohmat and many others. So this is how divided UMNO is. But for me to say that Zahid can command more than half of Barisan Nasional UMNO member, I don't think so. I think Zahid command in UMNO shows not very strong compared to Najib when he was the president of UMNO.
So, Hamidin, is this, you know, are we likely to see at least a bid based on yet another unlikely relationship? And if, you know, Anwar and Dr. Mahathir coming together all those years ago to form and to establish Pakatan Harapan as a force, are we likely to see yet another thing that people might be scratching their heads up, that the base, the individual bases will have to have to be instructed or to be persuaded that this is a good deal or it's a healthy form of cooperation?
This is interesting, Ashara. I think looking at it, traditionally we are alliance of parties. That's what's governed Malaysia since our independence, is alliance of parties. But with the formation of Perikatan Nasional, we move the alliance from parties to the alliance of parties and individuals. So, seems what happened now, for example, is between more towards individuals. Even even I think I'm very cautious with Lin Guang Ying's statement when he said that DAP will support if Anwar have the number. So even in my point of view, DAP itself are not clear to what extent Anwar have the figures to support his claim when it comes to table it to Yang di-Tuan Agong.
Okay, so Hamidin, do you think that Anwar's bid for you know the office of Prime Minister is that about restoring the Pakatan Harapan mandate, or is it another agenda completely?
I don't see it as a Pakatan agenda per se, because the way I see it, this is interesting. Where does the support come? Is it from where? Is it coming from individuals or is it coming from the party? I think this is what will create a lot more debate even among the members of Pakatan Harapan. Imagine this, how DAP want to work if many people that will support Anwar is coming from UMNO. It seems like that we have now. And what is the DAP going to react toward that? And I think for sure, for example, now PAS said they will not be in the government. Amanah give a strong support, but in my point of view, to what extent UMNO can work together with DAP, and Anwar definitely need DAP as the biggest block for the in the Pakatan Harapan now.
Okay, Hamidin, so the many nobles, Anwar has confirmed that Dr. Mahathir and the MPs that follow him are not part of the bloc. He'd made no mention of Shafi Abdal and Warisan, and so on and so forth. So how do you see all those different elements? What is it do you think is in the mind of Anwar Ibrahim when he's trying to put this coalition together in order to make a bid for the prime ministership?
This is what surprised us, because if Anwar learned from his what happened, I think, when what we call it, he and his September blues, I think, remember, around 10 years ago when he spoke about 16 September, the call of the government in 2008, and others. And if he learned from what happened during the transition period between from Mahathir to Mohidin Yassin, I think the best way for Anwar, he should represent the table to Yang di-Tuan Agong rather than making a statement first. Because this will create uncertainty, and this will give, in my point of view, more time for anybody who wants to go against Anwar will to make a horse trading and spoil his plan. So it will create a lot more tension, in my point of view, in the next 48 hours or 72 hours, until and unless Yang di-Tuan Agong put the case to rest and call Anwar and depend on his decision. But in my point of view, the ace card is still in the hands of Prime Minister. I think Tan Sri Muhyiddin rightly mentioned just now that the government is still standing. Nothing much impacted by, in my point of view, what just a political bluff by or a statement by Anwar Ibrahim.
Yeah, so Tan Sri Muhyiddin yesterday, of course, could call Anwar's bluff in terms of the numbers, but he must be quite worried because there has been a lot of tensions within the Perikatan Nasional, his relationship with UMNO, a lot of talk for a long time about UMNO wanting to go to an election. I mean, could this be a ploy to actually push this government into dissolution? Is that could be the end game, actually?
Yes, some of the scenario that we are analysing is from that angle, Shirat. Definitely, this is another ploy where to put and then pressure Tan Sri Muhyiddin to menghadap Yang di-Tuan Agong and say that, okay, I lost my majority and then want to dissolve the parliament. That is definitely we're looking from that angle. Indeed, we know that Tan Sri Muhyiddin has been pressured for some time by Barisan Nasional, particularly UMNO, to resolve parliament. To what extent he can hold that, it will be interesting. And if this is success, I think if Anwar Ibrahim managed to push Tan Sri Muhyiddin to go and visit Yang di-Tuan Agong and to dissolve the parliament, I think it will be a great success for UMNO. I think that will be a great success for UMNO to make sure that they get what they want, meaning the dissolvement of the parliament.
Well, Hamidin, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight and helping us think through all the events of today. We appreciate your time. We're going to take a quick break here on Consider This and process all the things that we've just heard. But we'll be back with more on this topic in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.